To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. And Sheridan will take the pooch kick by Mountain Home at the 36, and that is where the Yellow Jackets will set up with their first possession of the evening. Sheridan will operate left to right here in this opening quarter. It's Hunter Tucker at quarterback for the Yellow Jackets as they work out of the shotgun. Two receivers on the right side. That's Lucas in the backfield, flanking Tucker to his left side. Just underway from Arkansas Tech. The handoff is to Lucas. Coming to the near side, big hole into the secondary up the left sideline. He may take this one to the house. He's at the 30, the 25, tracked down from behind, knocked out of bounds inside the 20-yard line, and a big play for Sheridan on the first play from scrimmage all the way down to the 16-yard line.
Boy, Bryce McKay was able to come out of nowhere, though, to save a touchdown on that one, Brad.
38-yard run that time for Alden Lucas, or 48, wasn't it, Sonny? So first down for the Yellow Jackets at the 16-yard line. And Watkins in to take the direct snap, and he's going to take it inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line to pick up a 5 on first down as they bring Trace Watkins, the running back, over to take the direct snap.
I think they're trying to take advantage of some over-pursuit right now, Brad.
So second and 6 now for the Yellow Jackets. It's Watkins again to take the snap, and he's going to run right up the middle and takes it off the left tackle, bounces inside the 5, has a first down. Bombers come up with the football, but they are going to say he was down, and it's a first down for the Yellow Jackets, first and goal.
Brad, one thing we've got to do here is establish the line of scrimmage a little bit better. We struggled a little bit against Highland, keeping our spots there on the defensive line. And that's a pretty sizable offensive line that Sheridan's fielding tonight.
It is. Watkins on first and goal from the 4-yard line. He's going to roll to the right with it, trying to get to the corner, and he is in for the touchdown. It takes Sheridan just 4 plays to go 64 yards. 1 minute, 20 seconds into the game, and the Yellow Jackets already on the board. The big play, Alden Lucas with a 48-yard run. The last 16 by Trace Watkins, and Sheridan has a touchdown lead.
Well, certainly wasn't the start we were looking for, but it's going to be important to come back. Nice job on the pressure, but the kick is good.
Barely through the uprights. So with 10:40 left in the opening quarter, we'll break. It's Sheridan 7, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscom. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Sonny, you said it right before the break. That is not the start Mountain Home wanted. 120 into the ballgame and already down by a touchdown.
Definitely not, Brad. You know, It's one of these times, though, I think there's a lot of nerves out here tonight, and I think it's just going to have to settle in and kind of get back and play within yourself.
Kicking off for the Yellow Jackets is Javier Gonzalez, and this is a short kick, bounces to the 15, and oh, it's going to go out of bounds. Logan Walker couldn't quite come up with it, and it goes out of bounds at the 19-yard line. That's where the Bombers will start their first drive of the ball game.
Definitely going to want to come out here, Brad, and try and be as physical as they were on their first drive and, you know, just establish a tone that, yes, we got hit in the mouth, but we're going to come back and hit them just as hard.
Brian Maddox, head coach of the Bombers, follows Lawson Stockton onto the field to give him that first play. 10:38 left, opening quarter, 7-0 Sheridan with the early lead. Yellow Jackets with the blue jerseys, gold numerals, and the gold pants. Stockton will hand it off straight ahead this time. And opening play, it's Hershberger, the fullback, that takes it across the 20 to the 21-yard line. A gain of two, maybe two and a half on the play. Second and long coming up.
Nice little play, though, there to get that established. We're going to work that fullback all night. That's the focus of the offense. And as we talked about with Coach Maddox, there's a little gamesmanship going on with the nose for Sheridan as he's stemming and sliding back and forth, really trying to limit our options on changing that play around.
Second down and seven from the 22-yard line for the Bombers. They'll split the halfbacks out. Now motion to the near side. The ball given to Hershberger. And Hershberger bounces off the first man, takes it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Third and about three coming up here for Mountain Home.
That was a good hard run. He did a lot of that on his own. He got a lot of yardage right there after first contact. You know, we're not falling behind the chains here so far. This is a manageable third down, third and two here.
Right.
And definitely now do you hit them again with it, or do you pop something on the outside, or do they start sucking in with the interior line and would Stockton pull it and pick up the first down himself?
Third and two for Mountain Home. Big split between the left guard and the tackle for Mountain Home. Third and two from the 27. And the ball given, and a first down run for Mountain Home as Hershberger gets it again, takes it out to the 30, and the Bombers move the chains.
Great job again. Good mesh right there. Good handoff. Everything safe. And just pick that yardage up. And, you know, the one thing we want to do is burn this clock. You know, Sheridan went fast. They scored quickly. Let's just burn up the rest of the quarter and move down the field.
I said Hershberger is actually Bogey on the carry that time that gets the first down for Mountain Home. So fresh set of downs for the Bombers from the 30. And Stockton gives it straight ahead, and again it's the fullback that gets the number called, and that time it's Hershberger, and he's going to pick up, looks like, two out to the 32-yard line. Four plays and four times the fullback has gotten the handoff on that read option.
Well, that's the way you want it to work until they give you that spot. You're reading that man. You know, when he doesn't come upfield like that, or when he does charge upfield, you're going to pull that ball out and hit it on the end and hopefully pick up some big yards.
Glenn Wright is that nose guard you were talking about earlier, and, boy, he likes to move around a lot up front right before the ball snapped. This is Hershberger. He is hit in the backfield and driven backwards. A good job up front by Sheridan's Zane Key with the initial contact. It's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 31.
Well, that kind of ended up being a jailbreak situation there, Brad. Quick penetration. Not quite sure what wasn't right, but it definitely, that play didn't develop as it was supposed to be.
Bombers got a favorable spot to mark it at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. Third and eight coming up now for the Bombers. 7:30 left, opening quarter. Sheridan leads it 7-0. Motion to the far side. Stockton keeps it. Play action. Wants to pass. It's tipped and incomplete. He was looking that time for Bryce McKay, and the ball was tipped, and now the Bombers will be forced to punt.
You know, that play was there. I think that throw might have been a shade late. And, boy, I was thinking to myself, it's like this is where you're going to see a football in Bryce McKay's hands.
That's where they went. Unfortunately, it's incomplete. So Dylan Pausch will be in to punt for Mountain Home. Took over those duties last year and did a great job with it. Trace Watkins is the return man for the Yellow Jackets. Stands at his own 35-yard line. Pass with that rugby-style punt. Gets the kick away. Bounces at the 45, the 40, the 35. Takes a mountain home roll down to the 30-yard line, and that is where it is down. So a good punt by Pausch. They'll mark it at the 31-yard line.
You know, he was an all-conference punter last year, and a lot of people don't understand with that rugby kick. These artificial turf fields, you get that right pop with that ball, and you're going to pick up all kinds of yardage.
You bet. That one's a 37-yard punt, and the Yellow Jackets will take over at their own 31-yard line. 7-11 left here in the opening quarter. 7-0, Sheridan with the lead. The Yellow Jackets busted a 48-yard play on the first play from scrimmage, and three plays later, they were in the end zone. It was a four-play, 64-yard drive. Back in, a quarterback now is Tucker. Hands it off on the near side. And near first down run for Lucas. Lucas had over 100 yards rushing against Mountain Home last year, and he's going to have a first down out to the 41-yard line with a 10-yard pickup.
The Yellow Jackets did a really great job here on this end. The right tackle got a seal on the defensive end and really had us hemmed up, and there was just nobody there to fill that gap.
Watkins, back to pass is Tucker this time. Throws it in the flat, little screen pass, and this is going to be a one-yard loss on the screen pass. Making the catch that time was Peyton Edwards, one of their other playmakers they love to give the ball to, and the Bombers played that well, and it's a one-yard loss back to the 40.
That's all we have to do, Brad. We got to avoid these giving up big plays. Keep the ball in front of you. Make sure tackles. Put them back in the huddle because eventually they will make a mistake.
Sheridan shows trips to the left this time with 6:19 left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Sheridan lead. Strong left formation. The handoff is to Edwards this time. He gets through the line of scrimmage. He's into the secondary, and he's going to be tripped up at the 42 of Mountain Home, and making a touchdown-saving tackle is Logan Walker. The quick hitter up the middle, and it's a big gain and a first down for the Yellow Jackets.
Brad, right now we seem to be having something that we're not picking up right now defensively yet. The middle linebacker, both inside linebackers, they're getting sucked into the line of scrimmage, and they're not able to make that play, and he's getting – running backs are cutting back to the middle and finding a lot of yardage in that area.
First down, Yellow Jackets at the Mount Home 42. The handoff goes to the left side. Lucas once again, and just a simple sweep to the left, and he's going to wind up picking up about 3 or 4 yards. And it's going to be second down coming up here for the Yellow Jackets. They're going to mark it at the 39 after a 3-yard gain.
That was a really good job, I believe, by Boje. He saw the play, diagnosed it, and was able to come up and make a tackle, didn't get caught up in the wash. They did go to the left side on that play. They have not been running real hard to the left. It seems to be this right side with this great big right tackle that is making some noise for the Yellow Jackets.
Second and 7. Tucker to pass in the flat right side. The screen to Lucas. Lucas breaks the first tackle. Then he's going to step out of bounds inside the 30 at the 28 of Mountain Home. Another first down after the 11-yard screen pass. The Yellow Jackets have run 9 plays. 4 of them have gone for 10 or more yards.
Yeah, not doing a really good job yet on the defensive side of reacting. It seems like we might be a step slow right now.
5 minutes, 5:01 left in this first quarter. Tucker slides to the left. They'll direct snap to Watkins, the running back. Watkins breaks a tackle into the secondary. He's dragged down at the 10-yard line. It's first down for the Yellow Jackets as they pick up 18. That was kind of a different play where you see the quarterback go in motion, shifting to his left, and they snap it to the running back instead.
Well, they did a great job on the offensive line. I mean, they kind of blew us out. We've got to anchor better here on the defensive line and kind of hold our ground. You know, the Mountain Home defense philosophy has been that it don't break, but you have to hold your ground to accomplish that.
They mark the ball at the 11-yard line. Again, they go to snap it to Watkins. It's over his head. He chases it down at the 25, and he just takes a knee. He's going to be down. Oh, we got a late flag coming in, and there's some pushing as Watkins went down so he wouldn't take a hit. And I'm not sure if they're going to get Mountain Home or Sheridan here with this push. The ball's at the 27. The Bombers looked like they were trying to pull up, and one of the Sheridan players may have pushed the Bombers. That's what it is, a block in the back against Sheridan. So that's going to be 10 more yards at the end of the play. So that ball goes from the 11 back to the 27 with the loss, and then the penalty will take it back to the 37-yard line. So all total, a 26-yard loss on the play for Sheridan.
Got to take advantage of a situation like that. You know, obviously, what is it, first and 36. So I would say that you're probably going to see the ball go in the air. They're in a lot more of a spread position right here on the offense.
And a timeout taken. 4:08 left in the opening quarter. Sheridan leads at 7-0. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Arkansas Tech in Russellville, the Bombers and Sheridan, the season opener, the Yellow Jackets with a 7-0 lead. As we come out of the timeout, looks like Connor Canterbury is in the game at quarterback now for the Yellow Jackets. It is first and 36 from the 37. Canterbury to pass, and it's incomplete.
Good job there on the defensive coverage. Had two guys right there with the intended receiver and almost had a chance to pick that off.
So second and 36 now from the 37-yard line. The Yellow Jackets had the ball first and 10 at the 11, had a 16-yard loss and then the 10-yard penalty and backed them up to the 37. 4:05 left in this opening quarter. Canterbury still in a quarterback. Tucker got the start. Watkins has taken some snaps back there. Canterbury's in there. They've got a kid named Flora that will play there. Canterbury to pass, pumps once, pumps twice, and he completes it at the 25-yard line. Up the middle part of the field, down to the 10-yard line on the reception by Trey Davis. And back to the original line of scrimmage now. It's going to be third and 10.
They did a real good job there finding the hole in the zone. And once he got open, he was able to make the catch, and there was quite a bit of running room in front of him.
Takes the ball down to the 11-yard line with the 26-yard pickup. And, boy, Sheridan had some big plays here in this first quarter. 3:27 left in the opening period. 7-0 Yellow Jackets. Third and 10 at the Mountain Home 11-yard line. Watkins will take the snap this time. He's going to roll to the right, up the middle, and he's inside the 5, down to the 3. And it's going to be fourth down and about 2 at the 3-yard line after an 8-yard gain. And they're going to bring the field goal unit on. I'm a little surprised the way Sheridan's moving the ball as effectively as they're moving it. I'm surprised they're not going to go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, do you try and get the automatic 3 points with the 20-yard field goal, or do you, you know, risk it? I think early right now you're trying to take control of the football game. If you can get 3 points, you take it.
Javier Gonzalez in for the field goal. First, a timeout by Sheridan. So we'll break with 2:41 left in the opening quarter. The Yellow Jackets lead at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Russellville.
And the Yellow Jackets, Brad, have had a change of heart. The offense is back on the field.
Doesn't surprise me, as effective as they've moved the ball. Fourth and two at the Mountain Home 3-yard line. They can get a first down at the one. Watkins will take the snap. Big play for this Bomber defense. Can they get a stop? Watkins rolling to the right, cuts it upfield. He's in. Touchdown, Sheridan.
Well, I don't know how that wasn't an illegal block. Literally two of their offensive linemen pushed our defender down and laid on top of him.
Trace Watkins with his second touchdown of the night. And Sheridan extends the lead with 2:36 left here in this first quarter. And the extra point is good. 14-0, Sheridan with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:36 left in the opening quarter, 14-0. Sheridan with the lead over Mountain Home. Two drives for the Yellow Jackets and two impressive drives. They've moved the ball very well, Sonny.
Yeah, they have, and their offensive line right now is controlling the football game. You know, just being completely honest, they're running the ball where they want to.
Kickoff taken at the 15-yard line by Walker. Up the right side, brings it back to the middle part of the field across the 35. Nice return to the 36-yard line. And Mount Hummel have pretty decent field position to start their second drive of the ball game.
Yeah, when you get a chance to start with field position like this, you've really got to step up and kind of get some kind of offense continuity going.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how the play calling changes after we've been able to have the one series to make any adjustments. And one difference right now looks like Bryce McKay is going to take the snaps at quarterback.
So Lawson Stockton got the start. Bryce McKay in now at QB for Mountain Home. 2:29 left in this opening quarter. A two-touchdown lead for Sheridan. McKay looks over the defense, calling the signals. Still not under center yet, and a timeout by Mountain Home. They were about to get a delay of game penalty. In fact, the official had thrown his flag, but they give the timeout first. We'll break with 2:29 left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Sheridan. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers used their first time out of this first half as the play clock was running down, and Coach Maddox saw that and got the timeout called just before the flag was thrown. First down, Mountain Home at their own 37-yard line. Sheridan with the 14-0 lead. Bombers moving right to left here in this first half of action. McKay under center. He will keep it on that read option. Takes it to the 40, 41. Keeps the legs driving. And they're going to spot him out to the 42-yard line to pick up a 5 on first down.
That was a real nice run. That almost looked less like a read and more like a follow. Yeah, he took the ball out of the fullback's gut and just followed him right at the side and did a really good job of dragging some tacklers with him.
Ben Lee was a little hobbled getting up as he made his way back to the huddle. Of course, Aiden Ritchie, the center out tonight. Aaron Talbert has moved over to that center position for the Bombers this evening. Second down and 5 for Mountain Home from their own 42-yard line. 1:47 left in the quarter. And the ball is given to the fullback this time. And with the carry is Brock Boget, the big junior, and he is going to be just shy of a first down. We're going to have to call it the 46, it looks like. It's going to be third and a yard coming up for Mountain Home.
That was a really nice carry. A lot of power in that run. He's a big, strong kid. And, you know, Hershberger and Boget give you two different types of attack there. Hershberger's got that quick first step, and if he gets a breaks through, he's going to go take it to the house.
So third and 1 here for Mountain Home. The ball given to Hershberger. He's got the first down run right at midfield, and the Bombers move the chains for the second time tonight.
Good job there. Just got the yardage that we needed to move the football.
Right at midfield, a 4-yard pickup. Bailey Bodenhammer, Buddy Bodenhammer, Dave King, Josh King. The chain crew made the trip down from Mountain Home to work the chains here tonight.
You know, we really are fortunate, all these people that will come down here and do these duties for us.
Yes. Robbie Williams didn't make the trip. I wonder what the deal is.
He's probably working hard. Nice job on the pull there.
Yeah, this is a good read this time by Bryce McKay. He's going to take it to the 48-yard line, a pickup of 2. That was a hard-fought 2 yards.
Yeah, that took that play, though, from a negative to a positive because they had that sniffed out. That fullback was just about to get wrapped up if they didn't have him already. That's what you need to do in this offense. That's the trick. When do you pull?
Right. Second down and 8 here for the Bombers, and that's going to end the first quarter. At the end of 1, Sheridan leads it 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Someone once said that a strong local economy must have 4 cornerstones of strength: strong schools, strong churches, a strong hospital, and a strong banking community. It was Joe Miles who said that, a community banker who has spent years volunteering, leading, and advocating for all 4 cornerstones. Integrity First Bank extends our most heartfelt appreciation to Joe as he enters retirement celebrating 43 years in banking. Have a big time, Joe. We wish you and Catherine a very happy and long retirement.